This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus of the Los Angeles Times. Money may not buy you love, but it can buy a lot of heartache. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Breakups, divorces. Cash, or lack thereof, can cast a very dark cloud over many people's relationships. So, how do we restore that warm embrace of financial intimacy to our lives? To answer that question, we're joined by Deborah Price. She's a former financial advisor and now CEO and founder of the Money Coaching Institute. Welcome, Deborah.
Hi, David.
Your new book is called The Heart of Money, A Couple's Guide to Creating True Financial Intimacy. Well, let's talk about that idea. When you say financial intimacy, I'm thinking you light some candles, you put on some Barry White, you talk about tax-free muni bonds. Is that accurate or do I have it wrong?
Really, financial intimacy is about learning how to communicate about money in a healthy way and fully disclose and be vulnerable and safe and not something that many couples actually feel.
But do people really get all fragile and vulnerable when they talk about money?
It's amazing how much emotion comes up when people speak about money. And often there are a lot of feelings that we don't express.
Where do those feelings come from?
From an early time in our lives, we begin to experience money mostly in the context of our parents. And unfortunately, money is such a taboo subject that when we hear or watch our parents, we often see that there's a lot of emotion, sensitivity, often even anger, stress, etc. So money patterns and behaviors become hardwired in the brain at early ages, and then we go out and express that conflict as adults.
Let's say you're growing up, you don't see your parents hugging and kissing a lot, so you have to teach yourself as you grow how to do those things. Well, how do you develop the money emotional skills that you're describing if your parents fought about money a lot, didn't talk about money? How do you attain those skills?
That's exactly the problem and why I started this field. I see couples who are really, really skillful, smart people in every area of their lives seem to malfunction when it comes to money, and money is often the number one issue that they have disharmony and conflict around. And therefore, the result is money's a common cause of divorce. So part of what we do is we teach people how to begin to navigate those waters in a healthy way so that they can keep their relationships together.
All right. So making the actual connection, creating financial intimacy, there's a process to it, and you break it down. You've got eight archetypes of distinct personality types and their relationship with money. Now, I took your little test in the book and determined that, first and foremost, I'm the warrior type, which I hope is a good thing, but I got a little bit of the martyr type in me, too. So who am I compatible with?
The martyr is the tendency to want to rescue, take care of, and not necessarily have boundaries around money and people that you love. So you would be probably really well suited, first of all, to have another warrior partner who carries part of it so that you don't always feel the burden of all the responsibility. May I ask, was either of your parents also a martyr?
I would say, yeah. I mean, like a lot of people, I'm a child of divorce. And so I had a lot of negatives in my childhood that I then had to address growing up. And I think money is one of them.
Did you see either your mother or father suffer a lot relative to money growing up?
Not as much as I saw them suffering on some other fronts, but yeah, I mean, money is a thing. And as we correctly noted earlier, 50% divorce rate, money's a huge factor in that. And so the inability of people to communicate honestly and openly about money is a big issue. What are some basic meat and potatoes tips for improving financial intimacy?
It's so important to understand yourself relative to money. So you can do a lot of exercises to begin to just open the conversation and do some exploration. It's a worthy journey.
And then there's the whole putting on Barry White music and talking about muni bonds. The book is The Heart of Money, A Couple's Guide to Creating True Financial Intimacy. Deborah Price is CEO and founder of The Money Coaching Institute. Deborah, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, David. It's been a pleasure.